Now Radio presents From Thought to Creation. Yes, it's your host, Mike.com, also known as The Architect. Okay, this is the second episode, and I may have a few guests coming in tonight, but if not, we'll keep it short, we'll keep it simple. Tonight's topic is real black economics versus black power. I came up with this topic after seeing certain interviews and debates, or whatever you want to call them, on YouTube, various YouTube channels, mainly the main one being Sonetta TV, Sonetta 102 Black News, I think it is, and a few others. However, make a long story short, there's this thing where everybody now is coming in to wanting to speak about black empowerment and black economics. Okay? And a lot of us like to use Marcus Garvey as a template or a template for a leader that was once powerful right here in the United States of America. But my question to the conscious community today, you know, with all these debates and, you know, everybody's back and forth arguing whose doctrine is the right, or whose book is right, or what language is right, or whatever the case may be. The plight here in America, right here and now, and a lot of people don't want to face this issue, it's economics. It's economics. And if you say it's not about the money, when you go to your church or meetings or wherever you go to congregate with people, money is involved, donations, free will offerings, and things of that nature. When you go to your local grocery store or bodega, supermarket, Walmart, it's all about the money. When the electric bill comes in the mail and they give you that time frame to where it has to be paid, it's all about the money. So the topic tonight is real black economics versus black power. And I'm going to be shifting key words around and speaking upon them. But my first thing here right now, I want to talk about home economics and the school system. I remember taking home economics as a seventh grader. And you would think the word economics and home would at least teach you about home economics, you know, credits, debits, you know, bills, savings accounts, bank accounts, checking accounts. You know, after taking this course in school, after I graduated high school, I went into the military, and I went straight from living with my mother, joining the military, and facing the real world. So I didn't really know what a checking account was or how to handle checks or credits and things of that nature. It was later through the years when I started understanding how the system of money works, you know, how to, you know, apply the debits and the credits and, you know, understanding your credit reports and, you know, just simple elementary things that take you through the course of life. However, there are more advanced situations, and we'll get into that as episodes go. We're going to bring other people to come in and speak about other topics and so forth. But back to home economics and the school system, you know, me personally, I hear all these arguments about who was right. And it's cool if you're more and you're living for and by of each other, the betterment of our kind. Cool. If you're Hebrew, you're working for salvation for the black man, cool, whatever your case may be. But we're living in real time, right now, where justice, the scales are not balanced equally. So we got to think about ourselves here and now to start educating on things that we take for granted. Like I said, home economics, I was taught to bake cookies. I'm a boy in the seventh grade. Now I think back, you know, what were they trying to do? You know, in the seventh grade, nothing was taught about checking accounts, credit, you know, anything to do with finance around the house, you know, how to budget your money and so forth. So several months, I will be unleashing some PDF files or ebooks, if you want to call them that, speaking upon different things we can do to enhance the awareness of home economics. So we got all kinds of solutions for every problem in America, but you go to school 12 years, and a lot of us get out, because a lot of us come from struggling parents that work hard jobs, and, you know, it could be other stuff. The ones that are fortunate to have the parents to teach them how to do the economics and so forth, they're blessed. But we keep allowing the generations after generations after generations to come in, leave high school, go to the military or college, and come out. In a lot of cases, a lot of them still can't find jobs or in so far in debt, you know, they had to work three jobs and so forth. But I think home economics 101 for you homeschoolers, we need to come up with a program. All this fighting over who's right and who's wrong, come on, time's up. Okay, let's talk about from thought to creation. From thought to creation, something from nothing, how to create thing into something. Now, a lot of times people get it misconstrued when you hear someone tell you, you can start a business with no money down. And let me explain what that means, because there's no such thing as no money start a business, unless you, I can't even explain that. I don't even want to go into that, but you can create something from nothing. I started with a blog from Blogger, a domain name from GoDaddy, and a free account with Merchant Circle. I started a interior paint business. And people say, why? You just do interior? No, I do interior, exterior. I promote interior, which is a niche, for the simple fact that I can work during bad or cold weather, night or day. Depends on the situation, if someone is living in the house or not. So with this domain name, this free blog, the domain name cost me $10. Okay, let's get that straight. I bought some business cards. I want to say, I don't know if I got 50 or 100, but it cost me, I want around $12, $13. And I started placing ads online. Kudzu, Backpage, and Craigslist. Craigslist seemed to be working a little bit more. And when I say from thought to creation, and I'm a sum it up, conclude, speaking about this, I started using plastic drop cards. Those are the worst cheap brushes from Family Dollars. Man, you know how hard that makes your job, but it got done. So it went from one drop cloth. It started with the domain name, the free blog, the business card. I want to say around $25 to start, posting free ads online, and then just building a client base where I don't even advertise no more. Several years later, I don't even advertise because I can't afford to take the work. I don't have the manpower. So, you know, anybody with an idea can actually start a business from a blog. And we're going to have a episode one night where we just speak about blogs and the benefits of having blogs. You know, every business should have a blog. You know, every business should be on social media to some form or to some degree. Especially a local business that's brick and mortar, should be found in these search directories like Yelp and Yellow Pages and so forth. But we have to stay focused. You know, things don't happen overnight. And no, there's no such thing as starting a business for free, because you have to put a lot of time in. There's a lot of heartache. You will have at least a few losses, if not a lot of failure. You know, you go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. It's like a baby. This is what a business is. And in order for it to sustain, to help you sustain, you have to nurture it. So, you know, with that being said, yeah, if you got a skill or hobby, you can come up with a plan, a short, simple plan, and start monetizing your hobby. You may not make $100 a day, you know, starting off, or $1,000 check starting off. You may just make a $5, $6, $7, $8. But over a course of time and being productive, things will take its course. You don't know if it's going to work or if it's not going to work. And that depends on how much work you're willing to put in. So I'm going to conclude with that and move right on into talking about the new leadership in the Black Conscience community. I guess I just try to look at it as entertainment, which I hope a lot of it is. But how can I say this? I really don't know, like I said, if it's entertainment or not. Sarnetta says it's a sport, which I commend him for making mention of that. But to make a long story short, I'm having a issue with the debates and the arguments. People say, oh, well, we need it. You know, we should, you know, we get the scholarship. And yes, I agree to certain degrees, but after all the scholarship, there's no financial plan really in place. The Nation of Islam had a 3-year economic plan. I guess they're still working that. But any organization out there today, New Covenant, House of Consciousness, all these organizations out there today who are reaping the benefits of, you know, people like us, you know, watching the videos, buying the products, going to the debate, are mainly the only ones who are benefiting from this. And don't bring up that word hate, because I know that's one of the favorite words y'all like to throw out. It's not hate, this is news. And I'm just saying, you guys don't have no real economic solution. You know, Brother Polite talks about some what you call it, status correction. And no one on HOK is involved with that. At least prior to Young Pharaoh, none of them was a part of a status correction. So, and, you know, whatever's clever, I guess. But we don't want to get into that because I'm not a part of, you know, that situation or happened. Just some news that In the Black media brought forth and Young Pharaoh brought forth. But when we talk about the issues in the Black community, this argument and this debating and whose book is right, and you're going to hear me say this a lot, whose book is right, it's not making any sense anymore, you know. It's not really making any sense anymore. Our brothers and sons, daughters are out there getting killed by those who're supposed to protect. Scary, huh? You know, they talk this Black power crap today, and we don't even have economic solutions in place. Caught what and who? You know, oh, we're going to boycott Whole Foods. Then where are you going to get your groceries from? Because I don't know too many farmers that live in the city of New York or the city of L.A. They may be on the outskirts, Black farmers. And who's to say just because they're a Black farmer, they're doing organic? So the solution starts when we come together with the idea of what to do and how to do it to put it in place to make it work. I have a caller on hold. The number's not showing. I don't know if they want to speak, but we're going to give them a try. You're on the call from Thought to Creation. This is Mike.com. Can you hear me? Hello? Oh, I guess we must be shy. Okay. Okay, let me get to close them out for a second here. Okay, I'm back. A little distraction. The Black Conscious Community and Money. I used to pedal many years ago, I want to say about probably in 1990-91, sell books, oil, incense, tapes, and things of that nature. And either you have it or you don't have it. I shouldn't say that, because sometimes you have to learn your way, you know, especially when it comes to sales. You got to learn your way and how to maneuver and how to, you know, sell to people, because everybody's not the same. So, you know, you may catch somebody in a bad mood and they may not want nothing, you know, or you may make them feel better, you know, by convincing them to buy your product. It just depends, you know. It just depends. Now, back to this issue, real black economics versus black power. Okay, and the question is, you got to ask yourself, what is black power? What is black power? Are we a collective? Are we a collective? And if we are a collective, you know, why, especially with all this leadership amongst us, why is there no one putting a financial institution, at least one, in place where we make and donate a dollar here, $10 here, $20 here, if we have a plan and a contract with the community? Yep, a contract with the community. That way, if you try to run away with the money, you know, whatever's in that contract, for justice is what it is. Well, I thought my guest was going to call in tonight. And honestly, hold on a second here. Let me go to the switchboard. And whoever this on caller, I'm going to cut you off because you block your number out. If you want to call in and talk, make your number show up. I'm back. Yes, I'm going to conclude tonight. If you're trying to become an entrepreneur in this day and time, 2016, it's not like it was 20, 30, 40 years ago. It's a little bit easier, a whole lot easier, especially with the smart devices, the internet, computers, and so forth. You know, you don't need a designer anymore to design your flyers. You could do it right on your laptop or your PC. I mean, you can design digital flyers online. You can advertise through Facebook. But as the episodes go along, I will continue to give you resources and knowledge, little startup tips that actually work. This is not a get-rich scheme, and no lazy people allowed. And I will talk about the black community and black power, or the black black economics versus black power. I don't think they go hand in hand, not in this damn time. It's too much rhetoric. And then somebody will say, well, who are you? Won't you do something about it? Here I am, abracadabra. I'm trying to do something about it right here and now because I'm tired of the fuckery. This is the architect from Thought to Creation, Think Profit Now Radio. Your host, Mike.com, a.k.a. The Architect. And join us by text Think Profit to the number 77948. Think Profit, which is one word, to the number 77948. This is The Architect, and I'm out.